Well, if you've seen the pictures going up on Twitter this morning, you'll know that I've been spending time at Hook End, which is a really famous recording studio. It goes right the way back to the 1960s, perhaps most famously with, you know, Pink Floyd coming in later on. It is a magnificent Elizabethan house set in over 250 acres, and it's just been wonderful exploring, you know, all the rooms which have been stayed in from, you know, royalty, really. Anyway, showing me around is Mark. Now, we're just in the kitchen here, and just tell us who has stood in this kitchen.
Oh, my God. Kaiser Chiefs, Stereophonics, George Michael, Robbie Williams, Spice Girls, New Order, Sade, Nigel Kennedy, Vanessa May. It goes on. The list goes on.
And I mean, obviously, you know, you see all these people coming in. Do you still get a real thrill when you hear that a particular band is going to come in here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's everyone has their favourite, so to speak. So it's always nice to know that, you know, you might have a favourite coming through the door at any point. One of your favourite bands that you might have been into a few years ago, or that you're, you know, an up-and-coming band.
Now, as I say, we're in this wonderful quarry-tiled kitchen with an aga. It's very homely. I'm walking through it now, tripping over Jack Russell dogs. There's a Border Collie, a Labrador. I'm just opening the doors and then going out to, obviously, the nub of the place. Walking through a stable yard now and out towards the recording studio. And I mean, Jamiroquai have been recording here, and I met them this morning, and they've clearly had a great experience. So just open the doors, walk through staircase there. The obligatory table tennis player table, and then into the studio itself. Now, to the left is the control room, to the right, something called the live room. And this is where the bands come. You know, there are separate areas, isolation rooms for, you know, the drummers, to go. But what Jamiroquai was saying, the thing that they really enjoyed was, number one, this live room is huge, and that means that they, you know, it's so easy to have eye contact with everybody.
Yeah. Well, it gives you the option of, you know, you can set up in here as a band, and as you mentioned with the isolation booths, you know, you can separate certain band members if you wanted to. But this live room, you know, is probably big enough to fit, you know, pretty much a whole orchestra in here. So,
I mean, it's really impressive and very. Now, there's a word for the sound. You know, when you sort of click and
The acoustic sound of this room. Yeah, it's got, you know, it's very favourable to a lot of people.
Now, then coming through, so the live room, as I say, enormous. Now, the thing that is quite surprising, because I've been into a number of control rooms in my time, but this huge desk, an enormous space here.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's an unusually big control room, especially these days. Studios don't tend to be this size anymore. And again, you know, it's got a different sound to the live room. So sometimes people prefer to do certain bits of recording in here as opposed to the live room because of the difference in the sound.
What do you feel most proud about? You know, when you show sort of like managers around and who are sort of maybe thinking of a band recording their next album here. What gives you a real frisson? Because you know, you think, are they really going to like this?
Well, the whole property, really. You know, I think it's there's not many residentials left in the UK, and I think that there's none that really are of the calibre that we're at. So the whole place, you know, the accommodation, the studio itself, and since Mark White has owned the place, the new owner, you know, he's just improved the studio even more with the various bits of outboard that he's put in the studio. And the addition of Pro Tools and things like that.
And the other thing is, I've been followed around all morning by the dogs, in particular, really enthusiastic Border Collie. And the dogs have been a big part of the studio right the way back from the beginning.
Yeah, well, because it's, you know, because it is such a big sprawling property, you know, it's a country manor house. It wouldn't feel right not to have animals to sort of, you know, to have roaming round. So the dogs have always been part of Hook End, and that's still going on. We're still carrying on that tradition.
And there was one dog that was sold with the property.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Bubble. Yeah, which Kathy Yates, one of our staff, now owns Bubble, which was Trevor Horn's old dog. So yeah, that's she's still got Bubble. She's going strong.